This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Mixing Income Classes is now in session. Economist Raj Chetty, his crew and colleagues have been making big news in the subset of folks who care about social mobility and social capital, which are kind of fancy names for moving up the income ladder and how successfully you navigate in the real world or are stuck along the way. His first major data crunch found that Black and Native American males have lower rates of upward mobility than other demographic groups. His new study, rolled out in Nature recently, finds that connections created between different types of people across income classes and status was the strongest driver of economic upward mobility for lower income kids. Chetty and the gang came to these conclusions by crunching Facebook data and a huge pile of it, analyzing 21 billion friendships in the social networks of 72.2 million Facebook users between the ages of 25 and 44, and comparing that with census demographic and income data. I know as soon as I say Facebook, skepticism goes rampant, and I'm with you on that. This data would seem to prove more about the strength of weak links than anything else, and that's Facebook's specialty. Nonetheless, Chetty and his people found that when they looked at friending patterns, individuals who were going back and forth across classes and not just hunkered down in their own income, racial, and ethnic conclaves became more upwardly mobile. All of that's very interesting and important, which is why the study is being touted by academics who study these things, but also by community development folks, especially those who promote mixed income developments. This has been a fight in the trenches for years and is often blocked by suburban zoning restrictions and covenants against multi-unit housing and subsidized housing programs in their backyards. The Chetty work puts some powerful ammunition behind their arguments. Before we do too much happy dancing, it's important to understand that Chetty's conclusions about upward mobility are not absolutes, but comparisons. He and his team are essentially saying that these cross-class exchanges, or what he calls economic connectedness, are better determinants than their two closest competitors in the race to move forward, civic engagement and social cohesion. My longtime colleague, John Powell, writes excitedly about how Chetty's work undergirds his work on bridging across race and class and belonging, joined by the redress movement dealing with segregation and others. Anything that contributes to more equity, including friending, we're down for. But honestly, it's hard for me to believe that civic engagement isn't more of a guarantee of mobility, but I'm biased since that's my life's work, and as I said, I'm skeptical of how much the Facebook data really proves, with all due respect and regards for Chetty and his team. Sadly, none of these social factors that are indices of mobility really solve the problem of barriers to mobility, discrimination, and inequity, because these problems are systemic and not something that individuals can remedy no matter how many friends they make on Facebook. We need big plans and programs for big problems, and this is one of the biggest we have now. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.